A new poll suggests there's wide support for a so-called millionaire's tax in Massachusetts. Activists are pushing the idea as a way to raise more money for transportation and education. More than three-quarters of the respondents to a poll that was taken in the greater Boston area support the idea of a surtax on incomes of $1 million or more, so long as the additional revenue is earmarked for transportation and education. The survey, conducted for WBUR-FM by the Mass Inc. Polling Group, involved 502 registered voters in Boston, Brookline, Cambridge, and Somerville. 72% support the higher tax on top wage earners, 24% oppose it, and 5% were undecided or declined to answer. Democratic State Senate President Stan Rosenberg of Amherst has endorsed it.
I'm very much in favor of the proposal. It would change the Constitution to say that anyone who has $1 million of taxable income would pay a 4% additional tax.
The group Raise Up Massachusetts began the campaign to replace the state's single-rate income tax structure earlier this year when it filed a petition with over 157,000 signatures to advance the proposal. The coalition behind the campaign includes labor unions, community organizers, and advocates for spending more on transportation and education. The group successfully collected signatures in 2013 and 2014 that resulted in ballot initiatives to increase the minimum wage and to guarantee sick time for all Massachusetts workers. Putting a surtax on incomes of $1 million or more would require a change to the state constitution, which is a long process.
It requires a vote within this legislative term of 50 members of the legislature to advance to the next constitutional convention in the next term. And then 50 votes again will put it on the ballot.
Rosenberg will preside at a constitutional convention on May 18th when the proposed amendment will be debated. Massachusetts voters in the past have soundly rejected attempts to change the state constitution to permit a graduated income tax, but Rosenberg believes the outcome could be different if this proposal makes it to the 2018 ballot.
Constitutional amendments in the past have been very differently constructed. This one, I think, because it's focused on money specifically for education and transportation, will stand a better chance of being approved, and also because it's being very clear that it's people who make more than $1 million a year in taxable income.
An analysis earlier this year by the Massachusetts Department of Revenue said the proposed tax increase would generate between $1.6 billion and $2.2 billion per year. Also, the DOR said fewer than 20,000 taxpayers, which is less than 1% of all filers, would be affected by the change. Critics of the proposed constitutional amendment argue it is fundamentally flawed because state law prevents earmarking of income tax revenue for specific purposes. They argue there's no guarantee the additional revenue would be used for transportation and education. Eileen McEnany, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, said the best way for the state to collect more tax revenue is to help the economy create more jobs.
Well, I mean, one way to do it is to try to grow the base, right? So you don't increase the tax rates, you just increase the number of people subject to them. So I think having a robust economic development strategy is one way to help grow revenues.
The poll found support for the surtax at all income levels, ranging from 91% of people earning under $25,000 to 67% of respondents who reported incomes above $150,000. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.